This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
This is The Informer, Joy 94.9's nightly news and current affairs program, and your link to the stories that matter. This is The Informer, Joy 94.9's nightly news and current affairs program, and your link to the stories that matter.
Equality advocate Riley Breese has been honoured by being named Premier Daniel Andrews Volunteer of the Year for his work supporting young transgender people in regional Victoria. Dina Curie spoke with Riley about what this meant for him and found out exactly how he has helped to improve and change the lives of transgender people right across regional Victoria.
At just 20 years old, Riley Breese was this week formally recognised at the Premier's award ceremony as Volunteer of the Year for helping to change the landscape of care and support for transgender Victorians through the founding of the Gateway Health Gender Service. Even though Riley has been working as an advocate for many years, being announced as the recipient of Volunteer of the Year was not something he was prepared for.
It took me a second because I only found out for the volunteer award itself, not the main one. I found out through an email. So about that one, I found out and I was a bit surprised, I think, at first, for the minor one. And then when I found out about the actual Volunteer of the Year, the main award, they said it very quickly and I didn't know that I was going to win it until they announced it at the ceremony. So I think it was a bit shocking and overwhelming at first. Reading through the program of the other people that were nominated, that I would actually get the award, it was a bit baffling to me just because, my 4 years in advocacy and volunteering was nothing compared to the amount of time that some of the other volunteers had put in. So I think that, for me, was one of the big things, is just comparing myself, which probably isn't a good thing to do, to the other nominees.
The achievements of over 60 volunteers across Victoria were formally recognised at the event, celebrating the vital roles volunteers play in creating a happier, healthier and well-connected community. Riley's work founding the Gateway Health Gender Centre has helped to provide information and referrals to children questioning their gender and other young people, and offers assistance to families and professionals such as doctors and teachers to help support gender-diverse children.
Gateway Health Gender Service is located in Wodonga, which runs out of Gateway Health. And it's a gender service for children at this stage, up to the age of 18. And what the service does is really moves the support and care needed from Melbourne to Wodonga, so that instead of having to travel so much as we used to down to Melbourne to the Royal Children's Hospital to get onto things like puberty blockers and hormone treatments, we can now do that in our local area. So we've actually got some GPs and physicians involved with the service. And so besides some of the more major things such as bone density scans and things like that, which do still need to be done at the Royal Children's Hospital, basically everything else can be done from the service.
It's Riley's own personal experience that's helped them see a need for action in this space and to not only point it out, but create the foundations to make something better for others.
For myself, I started my journey probably about 6 years ago now, I think, if my math is right. So I was one of the few that did actually have to travel to and from Melbourne monthly for several years to get my assessments and my treatment underway. So for me, it was obviously I experienced and noticed a big lack of support and lack of services that we had in the local area and in the rural areas of Victoria. And so it was a big thing for me to be able to assist and take part in setting up the service so that other kids don't have to, and other families don't have to go through the pressure of travelling such a distance so often. Seeing as though it's connected to my own personal journey, it was really, with the corniest term, uplifting, because I knew that it'd be helping, the generations below me, that I know what it would have been like for them to have the hardships of distance and of struggling to find services. So it was really kind of, I think I've used those terms before as well, uplifting and heartwarming to know that, the future generations and youth transgender youth for our area and other areas being referred to Wodonga are going to have a much quicker and closer access to service and to support as well, mainly.
Along with the award, Riley received the Dame Elizabeth Murdoch Trophy and $10,000 to the charity of his choice.
The charity of my choice was not even questionable for me, so the Wodonga Gender Service will be receiving that donation. I want to make sure they get that money because receiving that funding just means that there's a lot more that the service will be able to do and a lot more children that they're going to be able to come forth and help and assist and a lot more support, not just within the service but as well as reaching out to support families and siblings and parents as well on a regular basis that they're going to be able to provide for, yeah, the families and actual transgender individuals themselves. Being in a regional area of Victoria is the major difficulty in accessing the things we need, the services and support that we need. So the having, I guess, yeah, the thing is that it is a lot closer now. And so the difficulty that's mainly in people's way is or has always been that distance and the fact that locally there's not a lot of there hasn't been a lot of knowledge of where to go and where to direct families for support and services. So now that we've got somewhere regionally that, you know, is or can stand out and can be shared around where we don't have to have families travelling into the city. Because yeah, a lot of difficulty was just in access and knowing where to refer families to.
It's amazing what you can achieve when you put your mind to it, proving that at any age you can make a difference for those who follow you. And no matter who you are, if you want to make a change, all you've got to do is do it.
Don't be afraid to use your voice and to speak up and ask the people around you. Even if you don't have a lot of people or a very large support system, between the people that are in your support system and the people that do care about you and love you, there's going to be even little tidbits from each individual person that you will be able to put together yourself to figure out exactly what you want to do, where you want to be, and what you want to be doing and who you are.
That was Dina Curie speaking to Victoria's Volunteer of the Year, Riley Breese.
Thank you for listening to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.